Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. There is no elevator to success. We have to take the stairs. And that's a quote by the famous Zig Ziglar. And why is that quote my quote for this week? As I think about sort of the habits that we need to embed in ourselves, the habits that we need to develop in order to achieve the outcome that we work towards, I think about the habits that we need to do. And I've been thinking deeply about this, and one of the things that I've come to the realization is habits aren't things that we do. The habits are things that become part of us. And I think when trying to create the right environment to be the best you can be, there's things that we do and there are things that are part of us. And I think what allows us to create a sustainable model where we can achieve the best, where we can aim for that extra 1, 2, 3, 4%, is when we move away from things we do to create the values that sit within us that become part of who we are. And I think about that in my own environment, fitness, and because fitness is a very important part of my life, given some of the health challenges that I've had. And fitness isn't something I do. It's part of who I am. And I think one of the challenges that we experience is we try to find short-term habits. We try to find short-term things that'll give us short-term outcomes. And often those short-term things that we do don't deliver us long-term benefits. And I take it back to the world of selling, right? So, you know, if you don't prospect every day, if prospecting has not become a habit for you, what happens is you might do a period of prospecting, you build your pipeline, you close some deals, you're feeling great, and then you look back and go, oh, fuck, my pipeline's empty again. And then you go through that emotional ride of selling. And yes, you can embrace that part of selling and go, right, I need to make some changes. I need to adjust the things I need to do so I can get that short-term activity going again. But the problem is it doesn't become part of your everyday routine. And that's my message for this week. Think about the stairs in which you need to move up on to get to that outcome you're trying to achieve. Think about the habits that have to become part of who you are that allows you to make that progress forward, because it's about creating a sustainable environment for yourself to be the best you can be and move away from those short-term tactics that, yes, they might give you short-term progress, but it's not something that will allow you to achieve that long-term outcome. Now, there are so many gurus out there that talk about, you know, you've got to get up at 4 a.m. and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. I think the other thing, part of this message this week, it's don't worry about what people say you have to do. Create the model that works for you. Now, I get up early every day. I like to get up early every day because it allows me to be home and switched off earlier so that I can be with my family. But in other times of my life, there's been times where I've had to work a bit later just because of certain circumstances. So I alter my routine to accommodate my life. And I think through everything that we do, you know, people have kids, people, there's changes in people's lives, and people's lives will ultimately impact that routine. So fundamentally, there's no right or wrong in the routine you create. It's the routine that you create that's right for you. But ultimately, what we need to do is create the right habits that sit ingrained in our values, in our system. And it's not about the things that we do. It's about what becomes part of us. And that's that transformational change that is so important, because I don't want to create short-term habits. I want to create things within me that intrinsically motivate me to achieve the long-term success that I'm trying to achieve. And that's my message this week. Don't look at the things you need to do. Don't look at the things that you do. Look at the things that become part of who you are when trying to achieve the outcome you're looking for. Now, if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share it, because I put this content out to help you be the very best you can be.